We continue on with our locker room chats here on KNZA 103.9 FM, continuing to talk about the Jackson Heights Cobras. And now we transition to the boys' side with head coach Brett Plantner. It's brought to you by Farm Bureau Warham, Ron Kirk's Body Shop, and Netawaka Fitness Center. Coach, we appreciate it as always. You enter your third year as the head coach over there at Jackson Heights. Does it feel any different? You know, just what's kind of the expectations going into year three?
Yeah, well, early on in practice, it seems like, which it should be in year three, that the kids are remembering and retaining a lot more information as it regards to our plays, our sets, and just a general overall practice schedule and what we do and what we don't do in drills and things like that. So that's definitely been a positive headed into the year so far.
One returning starter, so plenty of quality pieces lost from your team a year ago. Just how's the roster kind of shaping up here as we head into the start of the year?
Yeah, one returning starter in Hayden Doyle, like you mentioned, but a lot of returning players that have seen a lot of time over the past several years. We lost four starters, but probably our four backups that were over the last several years that we've been playing are going to step into those starting roles. So they know the expectations, they know what we need to do, and they know what it takes to get it done. So hopefully they can step up into those roles and perform to the level we need to.
Maybe for those who haven't seen your team play over the last couple of years, if an average fan maybe were to walk into a gym and see your team play on a Friday night, what would you say they should expect when they see your team play each week?
Yeah, so year one, we played a lot of zone defense. We had a lot of length on the perimeter and challenged people to shoot over the top of us and took away some passing angles because of our length. And last year, we transitioned more to a man defense where we got out and pressured some people on the perimeter and tried to take the game to the opponent a little bit more. And also upped our intensity on offense quite a bit as far as moving the ball up the floor quickly in transition and trying to get quick opportunities in transition and within our offense. So definitely upped the intensity and the tempo of our team the last several years, and hopefully can continue to build on that and continue to play fast and play efficiently.
Probably don't know as much with it being so early and not seeing a lot of these teams yet, but just kind of an early thought here on the Northeast Kansas League and kind of the expectations for league play this year.
Yeah, based on the last several years and knowing a little bit around the league of what everybody's bringing back, is I think every game, night in, night out, whether it's, you know, the team that ends up finishing ninth in the league or the team that finishes first in the league, I think every game is going to be highly competitive. Some of the teams that were preseason projected at the bottom end have a lot of experience, a lot of returning players. Some of the teams at the top, they return some experience, but they have some new pieces to fit in as well. So I truly expect heading into Christmas break, you're going to see a lot of interesting scores and a lot of tight games within the NEKO.
You guys open up the season on Friday at Royal Valley, a team last year that was a game away from winning the 3A state championship. They lost some really quality pieces, but still they're going to be one of the better teams in the Big 7, certainly bring back some good pieces. How much do you know about this Royal Valley team, and what's kind of the expectations going into the first game?
Yeah, well, it's definitely going to be a great opportunity for our boys, and it's going to be a good gauge on where we're at headed into NEKL play. I obviously know the coach, Coach Brown, over there. He was at Jackson Heights before I took over the reins here, so that'll be fun and have some familiarity with that team that way. And they kind of have a similar situation to us. Obviously, they're replacing some very high-end guys, like you mentioned, but a lot of those backups have been backups, you know, for one, two seasons now, and they're going to try to step into the starting spots and elevate their play a little bit and get some production that they obviously lost from last season.
Jackson Heights boys basketball coach Brett Plantner, joining us here on our locker room chats as we're off and running here for the 2022-2023 high school basketball season. So it's going to be a lot of fun, Coach. We appreciate it very much. Thanks for joining us here in week one. Good luck on Friday against Royal Valley. We'll talk to you soon.
Yep. Thanks, Brandon.